Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Kathy Flynn. Sister Kathy is a member of the Sinsinawa Dominican Sisters, calling in from Footville, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, Hope.
A reading from the Book of Wisdom. Because the whole world before you is like a speck that tips the scales, and like a drop of morning dew that falls on the ground, but you are merciful to all, for you can do all things, and you overlook people's sins so that they may repent. For you love all things that exist, and detest none of the things that you have made. For you would not have made anything if you had hated it. How would anything have endured if you had not willed it? Or how would anything not called forth by you have been preserved? You spare all things, for they are yours, O Lord, you who love the living. For your immortal spirit is in all things. Therefore, you correct little by little those who sin, and you remind and warn them of the things through which they sin, so that they may be freed from wickedness and put their trust in you, O Lord. And from the Gospel of Luke, Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man was there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not, because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to that place, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today. So Zacchaeus hurried down and was happy to welcome Jesus. All who saw it began to grumble and said, he's gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner. But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much. Then Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost. These are two of the most hope-filled pieces of scripture, in my opinion, although there are many others. It's hope-filled because they remind me that nothing is lost on God. Nothing is lost in God. Where my vision may be myopic, God's is infinitely expansive. Where I may not always love as I should, God's love is infinitely expansive. Where I sin, God forgives. Is there evil in the world? Yes. Did the Holy create it? No. Evil, I believe, is an act and not an actor. Wisdom does her best to describe the expansiveness of God, of God's love, and of God's forgiveness. God, creator of all that is, loathes nothing of creation, hates nothing that God fashioned. God's imperishable spirit is in all things. Therefore, God spares all things. Does God hold us, human creation, accountable for our actions? Yes, of course. But does God loathe us, despise us, turn away from us as the actor? No. I sure hope not. Little Zacchaeus, short in physical stature, but also short in the eyes of the people from whom he collected taxes, was despised as a traitor who colluded with the oppressive Roman regime when he collected the taxes they imposed. Then he took more than what was owed, pocketing the excess. He became rich on the backs of his fellow Jewish people. This little man, held in such low esteem, somehow ran ahead and scrambled up a sycamore tree in order to see over the people he had swindled, to see who this man Jesus was. Why? Perhaps the imperishable Spirit of God, the divine spark within, moved Zacchaeus to do so. I have been moved in that way in my own life, where I acted not out of my own accord, it seemed, but prompted by a force deep within. I bet you have too. Zacchaeus repented, was converted, became more whole. We are so small in the big scheme of things. If to God the entire universe is but a speck of grain on a balance, or a drop of morning dew come down on earth, we each must be so infinitesimally small. And yet the imperishable Spirit of God is always within us, within each of us, even those whose acts may be evil. We must see that in each other. We must tend to that in all of our sisters and brothers, regardless of our differences. We must tend to that divine spark in all of creation. This is the gift, the grace God has given us. How can we possibly withhold it from others?